You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Happy New Year, Mariners fans, and welcome in. I'm Dave Brandon with Greg Johns today of Mariners.com. And, Greg, you know, the whole offseason has been all about the flurry of moves this Mariners team has made, and they have been busy as anybody, probably busier than everybody. And yet this week, let's forget all of it. I love it. Everybody just sort of took the week off and said, this is Griffey's week. You were at his house when he got the call. What was that like?
That was probably, Dave, the coolest thing I've ever done, really, in my long journalism career. Ken invited myself and a writer from Cincinnati and Pedro Gomez from ESPN to be at his house to kind of chronicle and be there with him and his family when he got the call. And it was a privilege to be there and just a cool thing to be a part of. And Junior, as you would expect, was Junior. He was just fun the whole day. And it was a cool thing to see and a cool thing to chronicle. One of the moments I will treasure, having grown up in Seattle and taking my kids to the games and watching Griffey grow up, and he was their hero, and always been fun to be around him, and to be there at the capping moment of that career was quite an honor and quite a cool thing to be at, no doubt about it. And Josh, just to go to his house was pretty darn cool.
yeah. So, help me understand, what time do you show up? Do you come for breakfast and you guys hang out, or is it just sort of, how does that go down?
Well, he said, be here at, I can't remember what time, it was an hour before the call was supposed to come, and I drove over at his address, this is a neighborhood that's Tiger used to live there, and Shaq lives in the neighborhood, so you're kind of expecting pretty cool, but it's pretty normal driving up, and then I got to this address, and it's just a big wall. And I thought, so I pull in, and there's a little gate thing or a little box that you're supposed to punch in a number, or there's a call button. So I hit the call button, and sure as heck, there's Kent. Who is it? And I said, that's Greg Johns. And he's, all right. And the gate swings open, and I pull in past this wall, and suddenly I'm like driving. I feel like you're on the White House lawn. This incredible, sweeping landscape and driveway circular thing and a big house and it's a little intimidating. I'm not going to be not going to lie to you. You know, walk into this thing, it felt like walking into the White House. I mean, you had big pillars and marble stairwells going up and everything. But once you get inside, it's Griffey, and he's got a little office with 10 gold gloves lined up and his MVP trophy, and you think, this is pretty cool. This would be a pretty interesting place to be. So hung out with him as he waited for the call, and classic Junior, he was more interested in showing us pictures of his kids and stuff he'd taken, Tevin, his 13-year-old, playing football, what he's been doing, and telling us about Trey and his exploits at Arizona, and Terrence playing basketball. Always classic Junior. About 20 minutes before the call is going to come, he's just, shoot, I got to go change. He's sitting there in his sweats and T-shirt, and he's got to get, it's going to be on MLB Network. So, he runs upstairs, and that's just Junior. He's really more interested in talking about, telling stories about his family life and things. But certainly as the call came, everybody went in the room he had set up in his gorgeous kitchen, which is unbelievable, and waiting for the cell phone there. And we all stood in there and waited, and it was pretty fun. He was just, hanging out with his kids and having fun with the family, and really just being Junior, and it was pretty neat. And afterwards, as soon as he got done with the call and all that, he came over to the writer from Cincinnati to see Trent Rosenkrantz and myself, and said, "Hey, let's talk." And we went and sat down at a big table, and he spent about a half hour just answering questions, and pretty cool, really, some insight into his thoughts at that very moment and how big a thing it was for him. So afterwards, he and his family were getting ready for dinner, but hung around for a couple hours, and we stayed in there, and I was writing. And at one point, Melissa came over, his wife came over, and said, "Can you take a picture of us with your cell phone?" With my cell phone, she wanted a picture of the family before they would head out. So sure, I went over. This is to me classic Griffey. She just wants a picture on her phone like the rest of us. And Junior's like, "Oh, wait a minute. He goes off and starts setting up lights, and he gets a 35-millimeter camera. He's putting it up on the thing, and I said, you probably don't need the cell phone anymore. And Melissa says, no, I want a picture on my phone. So I'm waiting in there, and he spends about 20 minutes setting up this thing, and he's got a remote control that he can control the camera, and he can be in the picture and take the photo while he's in it. And, you know, he's got more toys than, you know, you and I would ever dream of, and fun to just see him doing his thing. And in the end, Melissa just wanted the picture on her phone, you know. So the good family moment, and it was kind of fun to be around him as they went through all that. So, yeah, it was fun, and Junior was relaxed and everything through the whole thing, but certainly honored and I think kind of stunned by the whole thing. It's not like he didn't know it was going to happen, but pretty darn cool when it did.
I mean, first of all, where was Randy Johnson? He should have been there with the camera taking a picture. I'm disappointed that Griffin was trying to squeeze you out with technology. Get out of here. Go back to your writing. I'll handle it myself. But here's my question. You know, his is an interesting spot because he knows he's getting in. Everybody on the planet knows he's getting in. And that is sort of rare, right? We just don't. With the Hall of Fame, that is so terribly rare that you really know you're going to get that call. Did you detect nerves? Did he get emotional on the call? How long is that phone call? And then did he get emotional with you guys? Did you detect, in other words, that he was prepared for it all, obviously, right? It couldn't have been that surprising.
Yeah, he was. And other than he kept a towel by his side and kind of mopped his brow before the cameras went on, and I think that was as much as just being in the lights and kind of. I wouldn't say he was nervous because he and I asked him. I said, "Are you nervous?" And he said, "No, just like you said, you know this is going to happen, but it's still such a momentous thing that there's no doubt that what he the one thing he said that kind of clued me in on what it was. He said, "This is the slowest day of my life." He said, everything just crawled. You know, I went to get my mom, and it took just seemed forever for her to get ready, and you know, I went to get breakfast, and it took forever, I know it wasn't, but it just seemed like it was taking forever, so I definitely, that clock was ticking, and as he stood there waiting for that call to come, and this is a great kind of moment, they're supposed to call, expecting the call at, I don't know, 4 o'clock or whatever time it was back there, and it didn't come, and it turned out 24 minutes after he was expecting it, the phone rang, and of course, number 24, pretty good number for Junior, so maybe that meant something, but took a couple minutes. They came on. Jack O'Connell from Baseball Writers Association congratulated him, and Junior, you know, thanked him, and they kind of then set up what he was going to do. Come out, put on a couple different people on the phone to tell him kind of logistics and what was going to happen next and those kind of things. Emotional. I think deep down. It was boiling pretty good. I know he was buzzing pretty good. You know, he was pretty happy when it was all over and kind of bouncing a little bit. But Junior always bounces a little. So, you know, it's kind of Junior. He's a guy that enjoys the moment, and he certainly enjoyed that one. What can you say? I mean, just a great thing for a great guy and a great family to kind of take that all in.
Yep. First Mariners cap anyway. In the hall. As we wrap up, and we did this whole thing on Junior, and we could have gone another 20 minutes on this thing, but in your recollections, you know, how do you remember him as a player? Is there a moment? Was there a relationship? Just something about him that really stands out to you?
Well, great question. I mean, I think every person who ever watched Junior in Seattle history remembers him at the bottom of that pig pile at home plate when they beat the Yankees on Edgar's double, and that smile and all that, and certainly that was a big moment for him. He said, you know, you ask him what he looks back on, one of the first things he says is playing with his dad, you know, and that to him was cool, and that was really. I remember when he was just still pretty young, when it kind of hit me how good this guy was. We all knew it, but when he hit 8 home runs. He homered in 8 straight games. It's second or third year. I mean, he's still pretty young, and that was just kind of stunning. I mean, how good is this guy? How far can he go? And he did just keep going. Personally, I guess I was one of those many lucky guys that had a chance to cover him, and the time standing in his locker when he had the back and forth and he'd hold court. And Junior was always kind of a pain in the butt, really, to do a story on, because he'd end up talking about everything else except himself. You know, that was always, you know, and he'll tell you, you know, he grew up with his dad, and it was you don't talk about yourself, you talk about your team, your teammates, and that was the way he did it. And as a reporter, it was always kind of a give and take. He kind of had to wait, and he had his own way of kind of protecting himself and talking everything else, and you'd kind of have fun with him, and eventually you'd get around to trying to get to the questions that you really trying to get for your story, but you learn a lot in the process, and just that fun give and take. I guess some of those moments are just what I'll remember, and just a really a unique guy, a personal guy, a lot of sensitive guy. Seeing him around kids and stuff was always amazing. The Make-A-Wish kids and things like that behind the scenes, you just kind of saw a different side of him, and got a little bit of that at his house with him and his family. Certainly was. You know, whatever memories I have of him in the past, I'm going to leave, down my road here with him, you know, getting that Hall of Fame call was something pretty special. So, you know, I guess like everybody in Seattle that grew up with him, you got a million memories, and pick one, and what means something to you, it's hard to miss. Just what he means to Seattle baseball is, you know, I don't think you can undercut it. I mean, I think he's the reason that Safeco Field is there, and and the Mariners are still here because 1995, that was the club that was going elsewhere, and a lot of things happened, and here they are now. They got a beautiful place to play, and Ken Griffey Jr., the first member of the Baseball Hall of Fame wearing their hat. I don't think anything could be more fitting.
No, I agree. Man, Greg, that was so much fun. Thank you for taking all of us into to Junior's house with you there, and just giving us a little bit of that insight on a really special day for Seattle, for Ken Griffey, for you obviously, and for baseball. That was really cool. Next week, I don't know, we're just going to have to go back to talking, you know, mundane baseball again.
Hey, we're getting closer to spring training, so it's going to start heating up, and looking forward to that. I mean, you talk about the Mariners; they're a team with a lot of new faces, and we're talking about an old one here with Griffey, and things going forward are going to be pretty darn interesting as well. So looking forward to it as we get towards spring, Dave.
I love it. All right. Thanks, Greg. There he goes. Greg Johns, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.